On today's episode, we'll be talking about our first advertiser, and we've got a CEO. Hi, welcome to Yalla. I'm Majid.
And I'm Mashari. And we're starting a podcast company.
So I listen to a lot of podcasts.
And I've made a podcast before. So I guess we're qualified?
What's the worst that could happen?
Don't even get me started. We're back.
All right. And where?
Recording from our very own studio.
It's so awesome. I can't believe that this happened in the time that it did.
Yeah, no, it's been a mission.
Yeah.
Recording from here is a mission. I think we didn't realize when you record from a studio, you just kind of show up and everything's set up for you, whereas the amount of setup for an episode...
Yes, there's always a bit of rearrangement, there's always improvement, and a little bit of sound engineering.
Yeah, and... Sure, that's one way of putting it. Yeah.
So it gets a little longer, but hey, we're at home, so to speak, which is awesome.
I think with every episode we do, we'll kind of get faster at it.
Yeah.
But big news.
Yeah, if the studio isn't big news.
We have bigger news. We have our very first advertiser.
Guys, this is it. We've made a sale. Like, yeah. Let's just put it that way. We've sold and we've got somebody on the show.
Yeah, and I mean, that's considering the fact that we're doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Media production company.
Yeah.
Advertising is pretty much a big part of our business model. So
it's how it works. It's how we're going to get this to roll over and so we can keep doing more shows.
And the question when we kind of posed this to Fahim and to Bella was like, do you think advertisers will pay to, you know, put advertisements on your podcast?
Number one, we've got it.
We got one, guys. We got one.
No, I just
got
to repeat, rinse and repeat.
So tell the people a bit more about who our advertiser is.
So we're working with Peninsula Farms. Peninsula Farms is based out of Bahrain.
Yeah.
And they do leafy greens. So it's a hydroponic farm. And they also have a goat's milk farm. And they create really cool products, including goat's milk soap.
Yes. And you've been using that for a while.
Yes.
That's how they kind of got in touch, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I love the product. I've known of the product for a while. And I'm super proud that they've endorsed us and really working with us as our first advertiser. So I'm super, super proud.
And they've placed an ad on every single episode of Yalla for the rest of the season.
So there you go. There's some
pretty cool.
Yes. Totally, totally stoked about this.
So are you ready?
Let's do it. We're going to hear... our first advertising.
Our first advertising, guys. Super excited.
Take it away.
So this episode is sponsored by Peninsula Farms.
Look, I'm a bar soap guy. Always have been. Always will be. Please tell me you've tried the product.
I tried it, and I also checked out their website. And apparently the goat milk mixed with the olive oil and coconut are the perfect balance to nourish your skin and cleanse it.
If you guys want to grab some of this, head on over to peninsulafarms.com or click the link in the episode description and treat yourself to some goat milk soap.
It also smells really good, guys. We're a real podcast now.
We're legit, guys. It's done.
I feel like we need to kind of, you know how like when they open up a diner, they take the first dollar and they frame it and they put it on.
We should totally do that. I'm like, totally up
first,
for that.
Like, check, but like we need that first check. We're poor.
Yeah,
we can't afford to like take that.
We need to cash that check though.
And then maybe ask for it back from the bank.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm gonna need to frame that. If you could just like get thank you.
Let the bank take it and we'll do a nice carbon copy.
Yeah, exactly. So we have another big milestone.
Yeah. This is really cool.
Which is hiring a CEO.
This was a real important step for us as a company.
Yeah.
To definitely fill out the skill set that we need for a company like this. The one thing that I realized when we started and when we were working, we've identified our strengths and we also know there's still something that we haven't covered.
Yeah, I think it became very, very clear to us through the meetings we were having that there were knowledge gaps.
Yeah.
And there was also kind of a need for someone else to be on full time on this.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I'm on it full time.
Yeah.
You have a full time job.
Exactly.
And we need more hands on deck.
Well, it's not only more hands on deck, but really to navigate the commercial side of things.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we've spoke to a lot of people about how you can basically, how do you do this? How do you do that? What's your take on this? But ultimately we need the skill set within the company.
Exactly.
And that's really what we were trying to solve for.
Yeah. And so The CEO we ended up hiring is called Leila.
Yes.
And she was one of the first people that kind of really felt right, I think, to the both of us.
Definitely. From her approach, just the way she engaged, and also her initiative, as well as enthusiasm. That was really important for me.
So what we did was, for the people that we thought were like interesting and potential hires, we asked them to record their initial thoughts on voice notes so that in case, you know, they were hired, we could use the audio on the podcast.
So we've got that recording.
Yeah.
Do you want to take a listen?
Yeah, let's hear what Leila's first impressions of us were.
Okay. So this is my first voice recording, which feels very uncomfortable and unnatural at this point. So basically, I just got out of my first meeting with these podcasting guys, and they asked me to start recording like how I'm feeling after our meetings, just in case things work out. I end up joining the company, and then I guess they have some material. So how am I feeling? Well, mostly I'm feeling really excited. Like, I genuinely feel like podcasts have huge potential in the region. Like, I really feel like they're just skimming the surface now in terms of what can be done in podcasting here. I mean, if the growth rates here are even close to what they are in like the US, the UK, then you know, it's a massive market to play for. So I'm super excited about the market potential in general. And then there's the guys themselves, and I was very skeptical about them before I went into the meeting, because I was kind of thinking, okay, I love the concept of what they're trying to do, and, you know, they seem nice and fun, and I kind of enjoy the podcast, but, like, honestly, I had no idea who these guys were, and, like, from listening to the first couple of episodes of Yalla, I was a bit like, okay, they just sound like they mess around quite a lot, and you don't really, like, see the serious side of them. But then when we met today, I was actually really pleasantly surprised, because they are taking this business very seriously, and, you know, they're actually pretty switched on, and they're very articulate, and they know what they're trying to do. It's not a joke.
Serious business. That's what we're about on this show, is serious business.
No, but realistically, we do give off a very, like, goofy, happy-go-lucky vibe on Yalla, which is not necessarily representative of, like, what we do behind the scenes.
Look, when we're on the show, we've already we're reflecting on what we've decided.
Yeah.
We've had the ups, we've had the downs, and the challenging conversations, and we're here to reflect on that.
And I think we're able to have these, like, this energy on this show because of the fact that our communication has gotten so good that we kind of work through all the stressful parts and all the tense parts, and we're able to come here and record, and there's none of that kind of tension there, so people don't feel that startup tension, because we kind of tend to,
we've basically questioned all our decisions before getting here, is pretty much the way it's like worked out.
I would say it doesn't always kind of, I don't know where I'm going with that, actually.
No, I know what it is. The problem is, every time we've made a decision, it's shifted timelines.
Yeah,
I mean, we're still, it's so early in the game that every decision we make affects everything else, which is ultimately what kind of confused Leila while we were talking to her, because every time we met, timelines changed.
Yes. So we changed the timeline. Now I remember. Yeah, we changed the timeline, and we were like, okay, we don't want to go to investment for investment right now.
Yeah.
We want to build up our content. We want to bring on advertisers, and then we want to go to investors, which ended up shifting how we felt about hiring a CEO.
Ultimately, it was hiring, equity, how do we want to manage the relationship with the CEO? Because there was the options of having her to consult.
Yep.
You know, do we bring her on part-time? Do we bring her on full-time? And that affects everything from finances to how far you can go with the commercialization of the company.
And I think we even threw the option of her coming on as a third partner as well out there. So we definitely lay a lot on her.
And I really appreciated the fact that, A, she was so patient with us, and B, that she kept recording after she met with us.
So let's hear that recording.
Ugh. So I just got out of another meeting with these guys and I'm feeling really confused. So we've met a few times now and I thought we were making really good progress and moving in the right direction. And I was kind of hoping that I'd meet them today and they'd just make me an offer, but I guess that was wishful thinking. So instead, they went off on this tangent that was like, we like you, but we've decided we're not ready to go to investors yet, and in the meantime, we want to bring someone on more as a third partner and co-founder than as the CEO. So I'm like, okay. And then they start saying, but maybe we can hire you as a consultant in the meantime. And like, the entire conversation was just really confusing. Somehow when I was there, it felt like it had some structure and some flow. But now that I'm home, I'm like, what was that? Like, what are they actually asking of me?
So I think in our head, the conversation made sense at the time. But like, looking back on it, maybe not so much.
Okay, so as I reflect, as I think back, you know, this was a big fork in the road for us as founders trying to figure out which way we go.
Yeah.
And I think what we were trying to do was to suddenly lay out all options open for ourselves.
Yeah.
In which way we go, and kind of putting that to Layla was overwhelming. And I think that's what we're hearing here. She's going, what? Now what? But ultimately, we commit down one path, which is, again, a testament to us having good communication with her, which I, again, like really appreciated at the time.
And we asked her to send us a proposal, which I think, which covered, to cover all the three options that we wanted.
Put the work on her. It's like, you figure it out and come back to us.
And she sent a proposal through. We're
very happy.
And I remember receiving this proposal because I was driving over to your house for dinner on a Thursday. And I got it while I was at a traffic light. And I decided to take a quick little look at it. And we had to cut out the beginning of this sound recording because I swore a lot at the beginning of the sound recording.
Let's put it this way. You had a strong reaction.
Just a smidge.
I'm still... I'm perplexed. Where's... I'm trying to understand how you, like, build a proposal like that.
Like, I almost want to call her and be like, if you think I'm giving you this much money and this much of my company based on seeing one PowerPoint presentation, you are off your rocker.
It was a good PowerPoint presentation, but it wasn't that much money worth. Like, I had a good feeling in the beginning, and I think maybe it's like a negotiation tactic. It's like, start high. Like, that's the only way I can rationalize what I read. But I'm trying to remove the emotion and go back to somewhere where we can be clear.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we need to do, is to sit her down and be like, okay, check
it. Oh my God. Yeah, sit her down.
We need to sleep on it. We're not meeting her tomorrow. Yeah. We may have been overthinking when we were discussing, but I realize,
I mean, I don't think we were overthinking. I think we were overthinking the first time when we kind of lay all these different options.
Yeah, sorry.
I think your reaction of let's go back to basics was probably the best option, of because I think we did muddy the waters.
This is what I'm saying. Like, we were overthinking how we wanted to navigate the relationship with Layla, and then trying to find a sort of one kind of fits all options kind of thing that just didn't work. And then when we ended up coming back to the basics, coming back to something straightforward.
Yeah, we want you as a CEO. Just
stick with that.
Yeah,
you saw it as well. I think in her that she was, oh, okay, yeah. You know what? That's clear for me too. And let's go from there.
So we managed to seal the deal with Layla.
Boom.
And just to close out the circle in the loop for you guys, here is the last voice memo she recorded after that meeting.
All right. So, I think we actually miraculously somehow managed to come to an agreement today. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm happy. I feel like I should be more joyous. I don't know, I'm like excited but also really nervous. So, was this the right decision? I think it was. But oh my god, I literally can't tell you how awkward the conversation was. Honestly, like, I don't know how people do this. It's so difficult negotiating a package with a startup. Like, I don't know, like, I'm used to dealing with big organizations, and when, you know, you're negotiating with HR usually, so they're pretty neutral and it's a totally normal process, and you know, that you kind of expect the back and forth, and you know roughly what's expected, and I don't know, the process is pretty straightforward. But with a startup, it's like a totally different ball game, because, like, for one, I mean, one thing is the salary, but the other thing, like, with equity, it's really hard, because you feel like, okay, these guys have put a lot of their time and effort into this, they've put money into this, like, this is their business, and they've built it up, like, with their own blood, sweat, and tears. And then I come along, and I'm like, so, you want to give me some of that? Like, oh, it's a really difficult thing to negotiate.
But we did negotiate it, so without further ado, let me introduce our new CEO, Layla!
Layla, welcome to the show!
Hi, guys!
Welcome to the show and the company. Well, you've been around a while now, but
I have.
I'm super stoked. Yeah. I'm so glad it worked out. After listening to, what was going through both sides' minds.
I don't know how
so
we
guys,
got there in the
just
end,
so you know... I have heard both sides of the recordings, but neither of them had heard each of the other's recordings until just now.
That was an interesting experience.
Yeah, right? We were like looking across the room going, really? You thought that?
Did I really say that? You said that about me? Yeah. What?
So can you just tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. So, my name's Layla. I am 35 years old. My background is in management consulting and doing strategy work for in-house companies as well. So I've worked for companies like OSN, mm-hmm. Etisalat.
A media background, which
is media
really
background,
what stood out.
Media and telco companies. Yeah. I've been advising for a few years. So,
where are you from?
I'm British, mm-hmm. but well, I'm originally...
Wouldn't have heard it.
Can you guess?
What, two American guys. American sounding guys.
So I'm born and raised in the UK, but I'm originally half English and half Palestinian.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Keeping
cool.
Keeping original.
How long have you been in Dubai?
Yeah.
In Dubai, yeah. It's like 10 years now.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah. I did all my studies in the UK and then... I worked there for a few years, and then I came here like 10 years ago. Yeah, so
okay.
It feels like I'm never leaving now.
Well, we locked you in,
yeah,
so you're
yeah.
Gone.
I'm like, ah!
So what does it feel like to be recording your voice? Because I remember when we said, like,
God.
You're coming on the show.
I was like, white. I'm not that comfortable, it has to be said.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad that I'm more on the commercial side and definitely nothing to do with the creative. So today is the last time anyone will ever see me on camera.
Only this one episode.
Yeah. But I don't know, maybe we'll drag you back for more later on. We'll
see.
We'll
discuss it.
We'll discuss.
Don't put it in the contract.
Team media. So what has it been like now working with us for as long as you have?
So it's pretty cool. Like, I'm having a good time. I think it's a bit, like, it's a really big contrast coming from the corporate world and going to work for a startup. So
yeah.
I think maybe, I don't know why, because I spoke to a ton of people that work in startups mm-hmm. that are entrepreneurs, and you always hear the same story, but until you're actually doing it, you don't realize quite what's involved. Like, I feel like when you're in corporate organization, you have such a massive support system there for you. Like, you want to hire someone, you go to HR.
Yeah.
You want to do some marketing, you go to the marketing team. You want a business plan, finance will do it. And then you're in a startup and you're like,
This is it. This is all you got.
Where's support. The marketing team? Where are they hiding? And you suddenly realize, like, there's a lot of work to do. Mm-hmm. And, like, not very many people to do it all. Yeah.
Welcome to the family.
But
it's been fun. Like, I think we gelled pretty quickly.
Yeah, that was
it.
It was funny for me because we went to a meeting. This was a couple of weekends ago on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And one of the guys was telling you congratulations. And you were like, for what? And I was like, why is he congratulating her? And he was like, on the new position. And you were like, oh. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
We completely like. I guess I did get an HR.
Technically speaking, I guess, yeah.
I had my head down. I couldn't even check. So
what's
now Layla's here. What is next?
Well, we've been working on a pilot, as you know.
Yes.
That's
this infamous pilot.
It's been going on for ages, and we keep having more and more hurdles. As you guys know from a previous episode, we lost all the footage from our pilot, and it's just been difficult. It's a difficult concept to create.
Yeah.
A, and then B, working out all the lessons that we need to learn, and everything from the content itself to how you're going to film it to how you're going to distribute it.
Yeah.
And all of that has been quite difficult. And then to realize it's just a pilot and we don't really even know if it's going to do well.
I think there's always going to be an element of, well, excitement as well as an element of risk when you want to put out new content.
Yeah.
You know, you want to make sure you're going to hit the audience.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been involved, so it's all hands on deck. But, well.
Yeah, we had a conversation recently between Majid, myself, and the host. And you're going to hear more about this on next week's episode, but here's a little snippet to keep you guys going. My takeaway is this is like a pilot at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And yeah, we might literally be putting in 3-4 months of work and then this
trash
whole thing
just
gets trash and nothing happens from it. And we have to be okay with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for me, this is the pilot. Nervous laughter everywhere. Like, for me, the big thing is we did it also to learn.
Yeah.
So maybe the learning is, hey, guys, be careful. This is a big, big cookie.
Yeah.
You can't bite off more than you can chew.
So, did we bite off more than we can chew? Are we going to be able to pivot this nightmare pilot of the show into something that's going to actually work? We are going to find out by the time we release the next episode. So you'll find out as usual when we find out. But guys, if you actually want to help us, and you want us to kind of send you the pilot so you can give us your feedback, shoot us messages on Instagram or you can email us. We'll put our email in the episode description.
Yes.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you guys if you want to like get involved in our pilots and stuff. So Majid can't seem to get his take, right?
I can't get it tonight.
So I'm going to do the outro instead. So join us on the next episode to find out what happens with the frickin' pilot. You can find the Yella Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Anagami, Google Podcasts, and now on YouTube. This has been a production of Finial Media, and this is Mashari saying bye, guys.
Ma'a salama, guys.